the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, Perth's Mix 94.5.
How many did it take before you got your boy or your girl? So we're talking babies in a row, boy, 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 finally got the girl.
Yeah.
The Visser family.
Yeah.
May have heard about these. Might have even seen them on 7 News the other night. 12 kids.
Oh, that's just, that's a lot.
It's a lot of kids.
That is a lot of kids.
They range in ages from 20 to their newest addition, which also happens to be their first daughter, Charlene, 7 weeks ago. So
it took 11 goes.
11 goes.
But I mean, this woman must not know life not pregnant.
I don't,
because
well,
these
don't think
kids
so.
Are 20, 19, 17, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, and then they had a little breather.
Last off!
Before 4.
Mm.
And then 2 and then 7.
And then seven weeks.
7 weeks, I should say.
$700 on the weekly shop.
And she's 41.
She's 41. So first one at the age of 21, and then never stopping.
Wow.
Right?
They feel a wash. Can you imagine? I'm sorry, but 11 boys.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the boy smell?
Well, I remember what kind of a... what it was like, just me and my brother growing up, let alone another 9 of us being around as well. We've already got a caller here. We've got Peter in Mandurah. Hi, mate.
Hey, g'day, mate. How are you?
Hello. G'day,
mate. Tell us, how many did it take before you got your boy or girl? What do you got?
12 boys.
Peter. How come you haven't done a story on Today Tonight?
This was Mum.
You're one of 12 boys. Okay.
Yeah, I'm one of 12 boys. She had 10 of us under the age of 13.
Oh, what?
That is amazing. Oh, my goodness. What?
That's in the 1960s.
Oh, gosh.
Far out, mate.
Which would be even harder.
Yeah.
There's a good one for you.
Yeah.
There's not a year's difference between me and my little brother. I'm the second youngest. and there's, for 5 days of the year, we're the same age.
Oh, my God.
When was TV invented? It was 1950. Was it 1950-something?
Yeah, it was a while before Peter got one.
We didn't get one until 1963, after my little brother was born.
Oh wow.
I missed the moon landing.
Was there ever a girl?
No, never.
No, far out. Mate, it's a cricket team plus a reserve.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... All right, Pete, good on you, mate. Thank you.
The Vissers fill a washing machine load every week on socks alone.
That is... Oh my God! I can't
the
even
weekly
begin
shop,
to think of
that. As I was saying before, the weekly shop with that many boys, with that many people, is about $700.
Do you imagine the amount of meat that you would need to buy to feed these?
But
boys
imagine this:
girl.
Whenever they go on a family outing, not only do they need a minibus to get them around, but they have to have a roll call at the door of the bus to make sure no one's been left behind.
They share 2 bathrooms and 3 toilets. There'd never be one empty.
There would never be one empty.
And there would never be one clean.
You
know what blows my mind about this is that it also says in the story here, incredibly, clever budgeting means the family can afford private school for all their children.
Wow.
These people, if ever there was meant to be a budgeting expert that should be in the paper or on the telly or something like that, it should be these people.
You should write a book called The Barefoot and Pregnant Investor.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
How many did it take before you got your boy or girl? We were talking about the Visser family before. This is Perth's Visser family, 12 kids. Took them 11 goes before they actually got their daughter, Charlene, 7 weeks old.
They have 2 bathrooms. I'm stuck on that. And they have 11 boys and 1 little baby girl.
We got Samantha in Seville Grove. All right, how many did it take before you got your boy or girl?
It wasn't me. It was actually my friend's parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 6 girls before the dad finally got his son.
Oh.
And it was like 10 years between oldest and youngest.
Wow. And it was very much like that? Like they kept going until they got the son?
Yeah. Once they got the boy, his missus turned around and said, you're having a snip, so.
That's it now. We're done. I'm out. Yes.
Yeah, no, and apparently it was like, insane once the girls hit puberty what they had to spend on hygiene products.
Yeah.
Wait till they start getting married.
Clayton Bennett Springs. How many, mate? How many before you got your boy or girl?
It was my mum and dad. They had five boys before a girl.
Oh.
And my three older brothers were all born in January, a year apart.
Really? So it was pretty much like... Yep,
goodness me, what was happening in, what, April or something? The Easter long weekend, I don't know.
Good on you, Glenn. Thank you, mate. We got Denise in Willerton here. What have you got for us?
It was my grandmother on my mother's side.
Yep.
She had five girls.
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, she had a boy.
Oh,
10
quite a gap.
Years?
Yeah.
What was it? Was the boy...
She had to talk him into it.
Was the boy planned or was it a...
I don't know, because my mum was born in 1930. She had two older sisters and two younger sisters. And, there was 10 years between the last girl and then the boy. Yeah. And,
wow.
But unreal.
But it was spoilt rotten.
Judith in Beachborough. Apparently this one is huge. What have you got?
It is. It was actually a family that lived at the back of us. I'm from a family of 13.
Mm-hmm.
But a family at the back of us had 4 to 18 boys before they got a girl.
Good heavens. It's not a competition. What was going on in your stomach? 18.
50s and 60s. So,
Jesus. Wow. Well, that's it, isn't it?
So, absolutely. Did you say 18 boys before they got a girl?
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
And back then, I mean, the houses, and forgive me, I might be wrong, but the houses weren't as big as what they are these days. The land was bigger, but, I mean, we're not talking two or three toilets here.
No, we're probably talking one outdoor toilet.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
My daughter Mila, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about, with our lovely listeners who listen to this show, we're talking about kids and adult songs.
Yeah.
And their kids love
adult
songs.
Sounds funny when they sing adult songs.
Right. Now, when Liz and I went down south on our week off, when we were driving around in the car, we'd have the Spotify playlist playing occasionally, and it just plays on automatic, so it just runs
through. You were out of range.
Yeah, right? So just... fair call. Yeah. So, you know, it'd just sort of roll through songs, and every now and again, you'd sort of be out of earshot, and you wouldn't quite hear the songs that are going on. And
yeah.
So this happened for a couple of days. And anyway, towards the end of the week, after a little while, Mila would go, would say this. She'd go, sing song Barney, sing song Barney. Now, this has been going on for, since that week. So it's been a couple of weeks, right? And Liz and I, for the life of us, have not been able to work out what sing song Barney means.
Does it have to do with Barney the Dinosaur or something like that?
We thought...
From her own collection?
Barney the Dinosaur, no. And we thought maybe Bunny. Maybe it's got something to do with a bunny.
Oh.
So we're going through all of her... Because if she doesn't hear it, she gets quite upset.
Right.
And we're going through all of her different sort of audio stuff that she has and the songs on Spotify and trying to find all these playful sort of ones that are Bunny. And anyway, yesterday... She's in the lounge room. Liz and I are in the front room. And we just had the Spotify playlist playing again. And all of a sudden, why is that funny? I don't know. Anyway.
Go on.
All of a sudden.
Research.
All of a sudden.
Yes.
Right, we hear, Barney! Sing song Barney! And we run into the living room. And this is what starts to play.
Drink till I'm drunk, smoke till I'm high, castle on the hill, wake up in the sky, you can't tell me I ain't fly, I know I'm super fly.
Right, and she's sitting there going, Bunny, Bunny, and it gets better. That's my day off for me, out here with the moms, like I invented. Anyway.
Where's the Barney bit?
It's playing through the television, and on the TV is a picture of a bunny.
Oh.
Right. So usually this is playing either on the phone or it's playing on the television. And all of a sudden we've realized, and the best part is when the beat kicks in, she starts nodding her head along with the beat. It's gold.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.